We are three practices into Steelers training camp, and the Steelers still have over $12 million in salary cap to spend. But three key defensive backs that were in free agency are reportedly to be signed either early this week or already have been signed, leaving Kevin Colbert's options bare in this free agency pool as the Steelers continue to construct this roster before the season opens. I'm Chris Carter here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. We're going to talk about those players that were signed and what Kevin Colbert might do with the rest of the Steelers salary cap money before training camp opens, as well as update you on what's been going on at Steelers training camp. Let's get into it.
It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, here on Monday, July 26th. It is a day off for the Steelers at training camp. They've had three straight practices without pads, still football in shorts, as Mike Tomlin loves to call it. But tomorrow, Tuesday, the pads go on, and there's the first public practice at Heinz Field. But while all that's going on, one of the biggest topics the Steelers have had this offseason is what they're going to do to replenish some of the losses they've had. We've talked about the losses of Bud Dupree and how signing Melvin Ingram was a big answer to that just last week. The loss of David DeCastro, they signed Trey Turner. But the Steelers lost Steven Nelson and Mike Hilton in the secondary, two key losses that fans have wondered, what are they going to do to answer those questions? Now, the Steelers believe, and I've explained here on this podcast, which, by the way, the Locked On Steelers podcast, as you can see, if you're watching online, we're on YouTube, but you can also subscribe to this podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and the app Odyssey. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. Remember, rate us 5 stars with a positive comment to help us out. But back to the matter at hand. The bottom line is that the Steelers still have needs at the cornerback position. Sutton, as I've said several times in this podcast, I think Cameron Sutton's ready to step up either at the starting slot cornerback position or outside. The question will be, who else can step up there? We've talked a lot about James Pierre and the potential of him maybe playing a little bit outside so that Sutton can stay in the slot, because he was subbing in with Mike Hilton a lot last year. But as noted, Antoine Brooks had stepped up at the slot cornerback position. At least he will get the start, if he's healthy, for the Hall of Fame game. And then Arthur Mollett, at least in this initial depth chart, is said to be the second guy in the slot. But this was a question that a lot of fans thought could be answered in free agency, especially after the release of David DeCastro and how things have worked out. According to OverTheCap.com, the Steelers have approximately $12 million in salary cap space, more than enough to sign another free agent or two. Now, there were three key defensive backs still on the market going into this past weekend that everyone was talking about. Of course, Steven Nelson, the former Steeler who was released in the middle of this offseason after declaring that he was a hostage on social media, or that he didn't want to be a hostage, he was on the market. You had Brian Poole, the slot cornerback, who was bouncing around and looking could be an option. And then Malik Hooker, a former Western Pennsylvania high school football star who started Ohio State, became a first-round pick by the Indianapolis Colts, and was also on the free agent market, and visited the Steelers. All three of those guys were potential targets. But now, it is reported that all three of those guys are gone. Steven Nelson signing a one-year, $4 million deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Brian Poole rumored to be going to be signed with the New Orleans Saints. And Malik Hooker reportedly went in and had interviews with the Dallas Cowboys, and as long as he passes all COVID protocols, he will be signed to that team. Those are three big names off the market already. Now, this is not a doom and gloom situation for the Steelers, because as I said, they do have guys in the roster that they trust. But a lot of people are going to panic anyway. Hey, that's what fans do. I get it. But let's be real about a few of the situations. I see some of the reactions out there. Oh, why didn't you sign Steven Nelson? He $4 million. That's reasonable. Don't think Steven Nelson wanted to come back. That's why he said what he said in the offseason. And if he did, you don't think that might have been something they tried to work out? But when he made that hostage claim, the Steelers were like, hey, man, we're not going to hold you anything. Go get your money. And in doing this, Giannis is getting less than he would have if he had stayed on the Steelers contract. But that's another story. Brian Poole, slot cornerback, solid slot cornerback. If he goes to the Saints, I think he'll do well there. But remember, the Steelers have made their hay at the slot cornerback position over the years by not investing heavily into it, at least financially. Remember, Mike Hilton was an undrafted free agent when he came to the Steelers in 2017 and made his way as a beloved role-playing starter on that defense at slot cornerback. The Steelers are probably looking at their next slot cornerback as someone they already got on the roster and not trying to pay too much to fill that spot. And then, of course, Malik Hooker, who did look like, hey, that guy might have been a great fit. And if you can afford him at around $4 to $5 million, why not sign that guy? But Malik Hooker is in the prime of his career. He's still very young. He's going to be a guy that wants to start somewhere. And the Steelers weren't going to let him start over Minkah Fitzpatrick or Terrell Edmunds. And truly, he's more of a free safety anyway, so it would have had to been Minkah Fitzpatrick. And there's no way you let that happen. So if Malik Hooker feels like he's his better chance to shine and show the NFL what he's got is going to the Cowboys, hey, all the luck to him. Steelers fans shouldn't feel salty about any of these moves. But rest assured, there's still other things that can happen here. There's been a lot of talk about the offensive line. There's also been bumps and bruises. We'll get into that in a little bit here at training camp. But there's offensive line options out there. The guys released from the Chiefs in the offseason. Mitchell Schwartz at offensive tackle, Austin Ryder at center. They're still sitting there in free agency right now. But I think it's also important to remember there's a lot of things that can happen leading up to this season before even the first regular season game is played that could change a lot of teams' perspectives on things. Remember, Joe Haden, when the Steelers signed him in 2017, was right before during training camp when the Browns let him go. There's going to be desperate situations where other teams make moves that you'd be surprised about, or news that'll come out that surprised you. A prime example was how Michael Thomas, the all-star wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints, was reported he's not going to be available for the start of the season for the Saints. And with a team that's going to be looking for a new starting quarterback in either Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, they need star power at wide receiver. So now they're scrambling to find any answer at wide receiver. Now, I'm not saying that the Steelers are going to initiate a trade with the Saints to give a wide receiver to get a key piece or a draft pick, but I am saying there's going to be teams that get desperate because of injury news that comes out, injuries that happen in training camp, and that can open up doors for moves that fans can't even contemplate right now, because right now you wouldn't even think about a player who's on a roster where they seem secure. Rest assured, though, Kevin Colbert is a master general manager. He's been that for his time in Pittsburgh since he joined the organization back in 2000. Steelers fans, if you want to be comfortable with anybody managing this situation and waiting for the right moment to pull the trigger, trust the guy who waited and was able to bring in Minkah Fitzpatrick for a first-round draft pick and has been able to continue replenishing this roster over the past 20 seasons. We got a lot more to cover here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. We're going to get into some of the things that are going on in training camp, including two of those new free agents that were signed in Melvin Ingram and Trey Turner. We'll get to that in just a bit. But I want to talk to you guys about our sponsors at Built Bar. Built Bar, if you want a healthy treat that tastes like a candy bar, Built Bar is the protein bar for you. It's the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, and it comes in so many different flavors. Whether you want a fruity snack that has flavors like raspberry, strawberry, orange, or something different like salted caramel, cookies and cream, or you can get my personal favorite, double chocolate, Built Bar has so many of those flavors and many more for you to enjoy. And the best part, they're healthy. These protein bars range in 130 to 180 calories, 17 to 18 grams of protein, just 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs total in one of them. That's a tasty and healthy snack that'll save you from eating that snack you'll regret later and stay on task with anyone's diet. Order today and you'll get your favorite flavor delivered to your door right away. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, all capital letters, LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com or Built.com. We'll be right back with more on Steelers training camp on the Locked On Steelers podcast right after this. back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm Chris Carter, your host. You can follow me on Twitter at Carter Critiques, also Instagram at the same handle. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast anywhere, but especially on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcast, and the app Odyssey. And of course, now on our YouTube channel, go look us up, Locked On Steelers on YouTube, to get all our daily episodes Monday through Friday uploaded there. Now, let's get into some Steelers training camp. I'll get to the news and notes of training camp in the next segment. But I want to talk about the two newest additions via free agency to the Steelers. And of course, I'm talking about Melvin Ingram and Trey Turner, the former Chargers, coming over at the same time. Now, Melvin Ingram, of course, added last week. I talked about him on the podcast. A huge get for the Steelers, not just because he's an edge rusher and they needed an edge rusher, but because he lines up inside and is a pass rusher, because he moves all around, because he's a technician, he's a good veteran, and he can play a little bit of off-ball linebacker to help there too. The Steelers need depth answers on their defensive front, and this is a guy who can provide multiple ways to do just that. Now, but how is he going to fit into Steelers training camp? Well, I talked about on Friday with Jenna Harner from Channel 11 WPXI about how he admitted, hey, I was excited to play for Coach Tomlin. That's a guy that I want to play for. So he was already saying the right things going into that, but Melvin Ingram still saying the right things, and he gets his first media opportunity at training camp after a practice. When asked about how he's feeling or how everything's going, he said, because he did have injury issues last year, he said he's 100%, even 200%. He joked years ago that he felt like he was 21 years old for how healthy he was. And then this time around, when that quote was brought up by Brooke Pryor of ESPN, Melvin Ingram said, I'm 18 years old now, saying he's even feeling better, getting a little bit of jokes out, being comfortable at training camp. But again, this is a 32-year-old veteran in the NFL. He's been a guy who's been a consistent guy who's brought pressure for another NFL franchise. He knows what it means to be ready at all times. Another thing that I've really liked about how Melvin Ingram has handled his early days with the Pittsburgh Steelers is that he's been getting a ton of questions asked about what's it going to be like to play next to TJ Watt, the guy who led the NFL in sacks last year, a guy who was runner-up to Defensive Player of the Year last year, the guy who many might say could become the best defensive player in the NFL. I say, hold on, there's Aaron Donald in the way, but still, a guy who might be the best edge rusher, maybe is the best edge rusher in the NFL. And Melvin Ingram is fielding those questions, but he made sure to make notice, like, hey, I also get to play with Mr. 5'6 over there, Alex Highsmith. And that's a really good sign that he's able to say, hey, there's that second-year kid, a third-round draft pick out of Charlotte. And you best believe Melvin Ingram understands there's some politics going on there with, hey, they're going to be competing for snaps. And there's some people out there in the national world that think that Melvin Ingram is just going to catapult right over Alex Highsmith and it won't even be a question. But me, myself, I think there's going to be a little bit more push to get Alex Highsmith his reps this year, especially because of Melvin Ingram's versatility as a player. Highsmith is purely an edge rusher right now. He's still learning how to do that consistently. But with Highsmith out there on the edge, you can move Melvin Ingram around, especially with the loss of Vince Williams as he retired last week. Ingram, if he can play some more off-ball linebacker, like I've explained that he can help in certain circumstances, that's a situation that he might find himself a lot more useful. And over this past training camp, he was seen working with Devin Bush on hand work drills. You saw them working on trying to get inside each other's frames. And those are the type of things that if he's able to help a young player like Devin Bush, maybe they're going to expect him to help with that role at inside linebacker and help keep Bush clean. Because remember, Devin Bush, he's got to be a huge X factor for this Steelers defense to work in 2021. But again, saying all the right things, looking cool at camp, pick number 8, and is feeling good about it, has the taped fingers. He's fitting right in with what people want to see in a new Pittsburgh Steeler. And then there's his former teammate, and still current teammate now, because they're on the Steelers together, Trey Turner. Trey Turner also saying all the right things, saying it's a new era for the Steelers offensive line. All the right kind of notes that these guys are hitting. And these are seasoned veterans. You got Melvin Ingram in his 30s. You got Trey Turner in his late 20s. Guys that have played in the NFL, made Pro Bowls, they know what it's like. And Tomlin even gushed a little bit about Trey Turner. I wouldn't say gushed because Tomlin rarely gushes unless he's doing it to make a point. But when asked about how Trey Turner's doing in his early days, Tomlin said the following, quote, I think he fits in well. He's a football lover. He's the veteran guy of the group. And I've asked him to provide the guidance for young people, if you will. even though he's new to us, and he has embraced that, and we're excited to have him. All things considered, Trey Turner, yes, is new to this offense, but there's a lot of new parts to this offense, including offensive coordinator Matt Canada, including the promoted offensive line coach Adrian Clem. And that's part of what Trey Turner meant by it's a new era of Steelers offensive line football. We've talked all summer about how they're going to be more physical this year. They weren't as physical last year with the older guys that they had and the way that they were being coached. This year, they're being taught to drive off the ball. We'll talk about that nastiness in this next segment in a little bit here, because there's a few storylines that are poking up early that I think will be very interesting to keep an eye on in Steelers training camp. But other things that I like about what Trey Turner is saying and doing right now, he's saying the right things about his predecessors. And I say predecessors because he mentioned both the former Steelers offensive guards who used to wear number 66. First, he talked about David DeCastro and asked, like, you know, what kind of pressures do you feel in replacing him? He said, I can't replace David DeCastro. I'm not here to replace David DeCastro, but I am here to be the new right guard. And that's such a clever way to say that, right? Because oftentimes when someone asks you those questions, that's the chance for you to say the wrong thing and have the soundbite that plays out on ESPN and everyone saying, oh, look, it's who's causing trouble. Look, someone doesn't appreciate David DeCastro. Do the Steelers not care about David DeCastro? Trey Turner puts all that to bed with a simple statement. A solid job by him there. And by all accounts, he's looking smooth in training camp. And then even beyond David DeCastro, he talked about Alan Faneca. And talk about how he wishes that he hopes Faneca gets to come see him play at the Hall of Fame game because he looks up to him. And of course, Alan Faneca being enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame that weekend, that'd be awesome. Now, Trey Turner might not even play in the Hall of Fame game because he's a veteran. The Steelers are going to rest a lot of guys then. But he may be able to play in some of these other games in the preseason where we start to get a look of what he looks like in that big 51 jersey that he picked out. And we may get a sense of, hey, maybe he is the new leader of this Steelers offensive line as these other guys find their roles. There's still a lot of excitement to be had about Kendrick Green, Kevin Dotson, see if Zach Banner can be healthy back, and see if Chukwuma Okorafor can fit in at left tackle. But there's another left tackle on this team who was causing some headlines over the weekend. I'm going to get into what those headlines were in just a bit with this next segment. Before we do that, I got to talk to you guys about our next sponsor, BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag, you know them. They're the online sportsbook experts. That's where you go to place your online bets on anything in sports. But with football season approaching, you'll want to get in on all the gambling action at BetOnline.ag, the best online sportsbook. You can get all the odds on records, stats, awards, and potential season winners on the NFL season right at BetOnline.ag. Pittsburgh fans, the over-under for wins is set at 8.5, which means as long as they get 9 wins, which would be 9-8 in the new 17-game season, and they make sure that Mike Tomlin doesn't have his first ever losing season in team history, that means you would win money if you bet on your Pittsburgh Steelers on betonline.ag. There's so many odds like that for different awards, different players, different stats, different teams that you could put money on and have a chance to make money today. And you could still also bet on all the Major League Baseball action going on all this summer. Before the next pitch, before the next snap, head over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, and you could potentially receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, locked on, all capital letters. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. We'll be right back after this. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter. Wrapping up the show here, I want to make sure we delve into some of the other news and notes of training camp that have happened throughout the weekend so that you're not going into Tuesday thinking crazy. Now, remember, Tuesdays, for those who are new to watching this show on YouTube, we have Tony Serino on for Tony Tuesdays. We'll get his conspiracy theories and all sorts of craziness then. But I want to update you guys on a few things. Now, first of all, there have been some bumps and bruises. B.J. Finney, J.C. Hassenhauer got a little nicked up. They're said to be day-to-day with injuries. Of course, those are the two centers. Now, there was also the Steelers depth chart that came out over the weekend. But as I tweeted out, Steelers fans, don't overreact to initial depth chart. Don't do it. It's a trap. And it's not really a trap, but it's something that people do. And then you look foolish when the initial depth chart meant nothing at that point in July when it was released. But of course, notes for it. The team listed J.C. Hasenauer as this team's starting center. That's not going to hold out unless there's some catastrophic injuries or Kendrick Green all of a sudden turns into horrible, because all the reports that I've heard is that he looks really good right now at training camp. There's other things on there, like Antoine Brooks being the guy at corner, Arthur Mollett being the guy behind him, Robert Spillane being the starting linebacker next to Devin Bush. We'll see how a lot of these things play out. There's a lot of different football things that have to be worked out before we even get to the first preseason game, the second preseason game, and then we get, of course, at one point, we'll get to week one when we actually do know who's going to be starting for this team to open the season. But all the injuries that have been reported so far, Antoine Brooks also left practice early on Sunday. They're reported to be not serious in nature. Now, J.C. Hasenauer was seen walking around in a brace. We'll see how much that holds up. But the bigger things that have been interesting so far is that there were some scraps early on in camp. Now, it's crazy because usually fights start to break out in training camp when the pads go on and people start to get physical. And guys are getting used to being physical again because, you know, during the offseason, you're training, you're working out to be quicker, to be faster, to be stronger, to get bigger, put on some muscle, maybe lose some weight, all those different things. But when you put the pads back on, it's still getting reacquainted with the game of football and how physical it can be. And when you're doing that, you're going to have some other guys out there when they're competing with you. They're trying to be more physical. That's when it happens. But we haven't even gotten to that point yet. The pads don't go on until Tuesday. And the Steelers already have a couple little scraps here. Now, they're still only like football scraps. They're not like, you know, full on, like, you know, Royal Rumble style fights. But they we did see that Dan Moore Jr. and Cam Hayward got into it a couple times over the weekend. Now, Mike Tomlin addressed this immediately in the post-practice press conference availability, saying, you know, we're not here to do MMA. The Steelers are not about that. We're not coaching for this to happen. But I think this is interesting because it's showing that the Steelers offensive line does want to be nasty. They want to change the narrative about them. And I've talked about this because what about the potential of going up against the best NFL defensive front for an entire training camp? And I'm not being a homer, I'm not exaggerating when I'm saying that they get to do that. Because on the other side of that Steelers offensive line, they're going up against TJ Watt. Now you're going up against Melvin Ingram too, Alex Highsmith, and don't forget Cam Hayward, and Stephon Tuitt, and Tyson Alulu as a backup. There's plenty of veteran guys who have proven their worth time and time again in the NFL that this offensive line are going to get to cut their teeth with and figure out, hey, this is how we're going to have to play together as a unit. So there's going to be some competition. There's going to be some pushing around. There's going to be some bumps. And there's going to be some, hey, we don't like yous. But remember, that's part of how teams come together. Some of those mid to late 2010s Steelers teams, they used to get into it. And it was honestly that new group of Steelers defenders with Bud Dupree and Cam Hayward and Stephon Tuitt and TJ Watt, when they were coming up together as a group, they started to get into it. David DeCastro and them, when they were the veterans. Because remember, the Steelers offense, they were the part that were carrying the team in the mid 2010s. And it was the emergence of that defense in the later part of the decade. And you saw them start to say, hey, we're not letting you push us around in practice, guys. And again, these things happen. It's football. It's a physical game. It's a physical environment. You're going to have those moments when you're scrapping with your teammates and you got to get over them. As long as nobody gets hurt, you're fine. But one thing's for sure is that I think this offensive line, they're raring to prove themselves. Dan Moore Jr., a guy from Texas A&M, big dude. He's a big physical guy, and I've talked about and I've written about him a lot. You're going to want to check out some of his college tape. The thing that he's done, I want to see him and how he adapts that to the next level. Now, I don't expect him to become a starter anytime soon. I think Chukwuma Okorafor is set to be a good left tackle. I'm excited to see what Zach Banner gets to do if he's healthy this year, which on all indications he will be. He hasn't been practicing yet in training camp, but Mike Tomlin said they're saving him for the pads to be on. So we'll see if he does practice Tuesday. That may be a big indicator of how far along Zach Banner is to his recovery. Now, we have seen other guys like Devin Bush with his ACL injury. He's back full speed, running around, doing all the drills. He looks like he's ready to go. But this offensive line may be trying to prove their worth a little bit early here. It's going to be interesting when those pads go on and we get to see who gets to be more physical. We're going to keep you updated with that right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast all week long, all month long, all year long. because I'm Chris Carter. You can follow me again on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. Thanks so much to all those who are listening to the show. If you're watching the show on our new YouTube channel, please do subscribe. We will be updating this channel Monday through Friday, getting you all your fresh Steelers content right here. If you want to get it on audio and listen to it on your phone or on your computer, you can also do that by downloading us as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or the app Odyssey. That's AudacY Odyssey. Remember to rate us 5 stars with a positive comment, and you get a shout out at the end of the show. Thanks so much for listening to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm Chris Carter signing off here. Be back here tomorrow with Tony Cirino for a Tony Tuesday and another exciting episode of Locked On Steelers.